We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, great to have you with us. And we have a follow-up from last week's interview with digital expert Finney Chellakumar. He is the head of digital services at Aspire Systems. And I want to give you the website even before we begin. It's AspireSYS.com, AspireSYS.com. We are doing this via Skype from India. So let me begin with a clarification first, an introduction. Finney, it's great to have you back.
And thank you,
Stu. And secondarily, perhaps you can, instead of me doing it, if you could just comment on basically the mission, the overview of the company and the mission, and within that, talk about what digital transformation is.
Yeah, right. So quickly, let me talk about Aspire and the digital transformation from Aspire perspective. Aspire Systems is one of the solutions company. It's a product ISV company. And from a digital transformation perspective, what we do is we have a digital transformation department or a digital transformation unit within Aspire, a center of excellence. So from Aspire's perspective, we see digital transformation as a combined power of hardware, software, and communication, which enables operational excellence and customer centricity. So that is digital transformation from Aspire's perspective.
All right, great. And it's for small and medium-sized companies, is that correct?
Yes, it is a small and medium-sized company.
All right. People can go to AspireSYS.com. We were talking last week, Finney, and I mean, what better company to highlight than Uber? An amazing, amazing experience. Uber and Airbnb, they've digitally disrupted the market. How can companies look at digital as a way to get people's attention?
You're right, absolutely right, Stu. In fact, earlier, if you had to book a cab, you had to wave it down or call a cab company to pick you up. But now you call a cab using your mobile, track the cab. You even pay for your ride through a payment provider. So yes, coming to, you know, how can companies look at digital as a way to get people's attention? I think we've come to a point where, you know, companies can no longer afford to say, you know, I will be present in only one channel or do business in just one channel and expect to cater to people only in that channel. So to answer your question, there are few ways companies can, you know, make sure they become digitally prominent. So one would be, you know, to be available in all channels, like as I said earlier as well. You be available on the social channel, mobile, kiosk, marketplace, you know, especially for e-commerce company, they're looking at, you know, opening experience centers across the globe. The second is, of course, have a great, you know, social strategy. We all know that, you know, an estimated 1 billion plus people are on Facebook and another 200, 300 million on Twitter and Instagram. what is a better way to reach this particular population than being on the social platform? And also what we, you know, another statistic say that 71% of social media participants say that they are more likely to purchase from a brand they follow online. So it's become imperative for you to be available or be there in the social media as well. So to answer your question, or you need to answer questions like, what is your digital marketing strategy? How are you doing social listening? How can you engage in conversation in social platforms? And do you have analytical platform to learn customer sentiments in social platforms? So, you know, typically these are really way to get people's attention, in fact.
All right. You know, I can't tell you, Finney, how often I've seen a fascinating product, only to give up pursuing it because there isn't a mobile app, or the mobile app and the mobile website is slow. It's awkward. Clearly, revamping user interfaces make things easier and more aesthetically pleasing for their end users. Should companies kick their digital transformation with providing better customer experiences?
Right. To kickstart their digital transformation with providing customer experiences. The way I really look at is, let me put it this way, Stu. There are two types of channel. One is the analog channel and the other one is a digital channel. The analog channel is how, you know, this is just for our conversation. This is how people have traditionally interacted with business, like your brick and mortar store. You know, this is purely the physical realm, and that is the analog channel. So given, you know, how successful you are, it is imperative for you to have a great customer experience in your analog channel. But I'm not, you know, really going to talk about customer experience in your analog channel. You know it better. Rather, I will talk about the digital channel. So what we see is a lot of companies, right, they do start their digitization initiatives with customer experience initiative. So they really start that way. It's because, you know, usually better customer experience drives up business, improve customer retention, and also, you know, increase customer satisfaction.
Having all right, I want to just interject here. I just want to ask you, what about customer experience and how is digital transformation affecting customers, their relationship with their customers?
See, now, digital transformation has a lot to do with customer experience because being available on channels, understanding your customer, providing services, providing, you know, context-specific information to your customer provides phenomenal customer experience. In fact, earlier, like how we spoke about Uber and Airbnb, you don't have to, you know, go through this whole pain of calling up people and fixing up stuff. Everything is there on your mobile, and you just seamlessly go through the whole process, and that has a huge impact on customer experience.
All right, go ahead. You want to just finish up because we have to move on.
Right. So usually, what happens is, you know, since this drives up your business, companies are incentivized to invest a lot on customer experience. But my two cents would be, you know, that you should not just look at customer experience as your digitization effort, but look at, you know, how do you digitize your business altogether, not just the customer experience, but your inside digital as well. How do you empower your employee? So those are the things which you should be looking at parallelly.
The role of the customer experience is different from industry to industry. Can you name a few industries that have made digital customer experiences their bread and butter? And what does Aspire Systems have in store for these industries?
Right. So some of the you know, industries which has made remarkable improvement in customer experience is retail industry, hospitality, insurance, to name a few. So from Aspire's digital perspective, right, I mean, we like I spoke last time, we have a digital discovery service and we have a digitization framework where we can tailor make, you know, digital solutions specifically for customers. Then we have a customer experience platform for insurance industry where they can implement customer experience across all the channels. Then we have multi-channel enablement and in-store digitization for retail. where we enable brick and mortar retail to be on multiple channels, and also from a perspective of when they walk into the house, walk into your store, how does digital interact with them? And of course, we have a SaaS platform for people who are looking at, you know, quickly going on to cloud. We have cloud enablement service as well. So these are some of the, you know, some of the many services which Aspire Systems offer.
All right. I want to add here as we close in at the end of the interview, according to Finney, I'll say it here. Your businesses can now measure their digital score with Aspire's latest tool to call the Readiness Assessment Index. You can find this tool. You can go to AspireSys.com/digital experience. I want to give you that website again to measure the digital score. You can go to AspireSys.com/digital experiences. And if you have any questions at all, you can go to LinkedIn. My guest has been Finney Chelakumar, and the company is Aspire System. So you can mail them your inquiries at finney.chelakumar@aspiresys.com. And you're best off to go to the website instead of me taking the time to spell his name. But I want to thank you so much for joining us. Have you got a quick 10-second closing statement? 10 seconds.
Okay, so in one of my blog, what I've read, I've told Stu, is...
I guess you won't be able to get it in. You'll have to go to the website. Finney, stay on. Thank you so much for joining us via Skype through India. This is Stu Taylor. The company is Aspire Systems.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who is one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
All right, coming up at the bottom of the hour, a remarkable guest. His name is Don Liebig. He's written a book called Fault Lines. The updated version is out. It's Fault Lines, the Layman's Guide to Understanding America's Role in the Ever-Changing Middle East, published by Elevate. He will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Let me get in an announcement here, if I can, about Ilka Sal. There are three of them. One is in Lexington, Massachusetts. The other one is in Belmont, Mass. And that's a really great spot. And the third one is Restaurant Dante, and that's located in Boston. I'm trying to do this without giving too much confusion. I want to give you the website. It's ILCASALE. Lexington.com or Belmont.com. The meal is extraordinary. I haven't been to Italy. I've been to Spain. I've been to a number. I have not been to Italy, but supposedly this is really authentic Italian. Well, it is. I've eaten there. What am I saying, supposedly? And I want to give some information on Father's Day. For Father's Day, Il Casale will be open. Normal hours are 1 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. They'll have jazz from 2 to 5, which they do every single Sunday, and they will also offer alongside the classic menu, the four-course Father's Day beer testing menu. And just so there's no confusion, the beer menu was offered throughout the day. And then there's also a revolutionary walk with history in Lexington Center. So they'll be offering from their patio sidewalk all of this great stuff, slushies, basil orange, amarena cherry, Casale burgers, and on. And that's from 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. on Saturday, June 25th. So let me just give you a quick summary of the Father's Day beer tasting. You've got antipasto, you've got pasta, you've got secondi, and dolce. And it's an extraordinary experience. Okay. Having said that, let me move on to... I'm so relieved that that Barack Obama is just scheduling a three-week vacation in Martha's Vineyard. Poor guy works too hard. He doesn't have any perks. He doesn't spend any of the public's money. I'm so happy that he and his family will be comfortably resting at the cost of millions and millions of dollars to the taxpayer. Another Obama trip in the summer to Martha's Vineyard. I mean, he works harder than all of us, and he really, really deserves this. And I'm so relieved. 3 weeks. The only thing I think 3 weeks isn't enough for Obama, but that's the choice. And I have to applaud him for not taking 6 or 8 weeks, but he's decided to spend the remaining three
to 8 weeks or whatever it is to playing golf and making up for this. So I wish the Obamas just a wonderful, wonderful trip to the Vineyard. I think it's in August. He's only missed it 1 year, and I don't know why. Maybe he had a golf tournament or a fundraiser. I really don't know why, but the best to the Obamas, and enjoy a vacation in Martha's Vineyard. Another big story that kind of, if I can use the expression, trumps the news here is Bill Cosby and Donald Trump. And I'm sorry, Bill Cosby and Bill Clinton. That was not a Freudian slip. Trump's experiences have not resulted in any scandal whatsoever, as much as the far left would love to portray that. I mean, Hillary's out there. Hey, she's got to be really careful, because now Trump is going after Clinton's women, and I had mentioned he should march them all out. And I think Juanita Broderick is going to come out, and hopefully many more will come out. Now, this isn't a joke. Sounds like the prelude to a joke. Well, what's the difference between Clinton and Bill Cosby? Which one is worse? First of all, they both should be in prison for life. So if you want to equate that, the penalty should be the same. Cosby seduced young girls. He had modeling agencies, I understand, who produced five or so a week to him and seduced them with all kinds of drugs, and quaaludes, etc. And, I mean, it's the behavior is just absolutely despicable, and he's getting what he deserves. He may serve 10 years in jail. One of these accusations is sticking. He's out on $1 million bail. He's a hideous human being, and I hope his career is absolutely finished. I just can't put into words how much I mean that and feel it. Let's take Clinton. Clinton has bragged to Jeffrey Epstein, that pedophile, that he's had 2,000 women. He was a little disappointed because Will Chamberlain had 20,000, and he only got 10% to where Wilt was. But let's not talk about the 1,900, et cetera, women that Clinton claims to have had. And I don't doubt it. Let's talk about the ones who Paula Jones and Juanita Broderick and others who are coming out now and making accusations that actually it was by force, which is tantamount to rape. In terms of Cosby, I define what he did as rape, but inducing them with drugs, and I'm not justifying Bill Cosby at all. I'm just trying to make a comparison. It's not the equivalent to biting them on the lip and threatening them injury, and accordingly or reportedly or allegedly his wife going after the women who participated in it. So I think it's fair ground. I want to see Trump go after Clinton on that, since Romney and Bush, McCain, they never had the guts to do it. You know, they were just too dignified. Sorry, that's not how you play politics. If you don't want to do that, get the hell out of politics. I mean, bottom line, that's the sacrifice you make. So we're going to see how this all plays out. Now, I've been on here, and I'm not changing my mind one bit, proclaiming how Trump just says some stupid things. And I mean, honestly, he does. And they keep showing contradictory statements he's made on TV, in interviews in the past years, on anything from loving Bill Gates and loving Bill and Hillary Clinton to approving policy. And I mean, he's more of a flip-flopper than Romney. And do I like it? No. And I do understand in certain circumstances, one changes his or her mind, certainly in the case of pro-life or abortion. But some of the statements, you know, insulting John McCain, whom I don't like, were uncalled for. It didn't hurt. And now he's just come out and he's made statements about Bob Gates, who served a number of presidents, outlining a defense strategy. We're very well respected, very soft spoken, very modest. And it's not that I'm a huge Bob Gates fan, but I'm also not a Bob Gates critic. And why Trump would come out to do that when he's looking to unify the Republican Party, again, it's just the whole thing's a mystery. All right, we're going to pick this up on the other side. This is Stu Taylor. We're going to come up with Don Liebich and his book.
right after this break.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A+ rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows. You can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen. Wrote Chicken Soup for this whole book series for you. And I want to tell you, you're listening to my friend Stu Taylor, who is chicken soup for your business soul. He makes you feel good while you earn more money and less time and have fun doing it and learning from all the greatest of the greats that he interviews so well.
All right, I'm really happy to have on our next guest with a subject that is so prominent in the news, and his name is Dan Liebich. I want to spell it. It's L-I-E-B-I-C-H. So when you go to, I said Dan, it's Don. Don Liebich. And again, it's spelled L-I-E-B-I-C-H. You want to go to his website, it's donliebich.com, and you get much more information. He is a native of New York, graduate of the University of Rochester and Harvard Business School. He had his career with the U.S. Navy Nuclear Submarine Service. Congratulations and thank you for that, Don. Retired from Cisco, that's S-Y-S-C-O Corp, engaged in consulting projects in many countries. I just want to establish his credentials here. Russia, Poland, the Czech Republic, Ukraine, Indonesia, Venezuela, etc. Traveled to the Middle East many, many, many times and been involved with economic development, citizen diplomacy, and human rights projects in Jordan, Israel, Palestine, the West Bank, Iran, United Arab Emirates. And he has conducted seminars and taught courses on Islam, Christian fundamentalism, U.S. Middle East policy. Very impressive. The name of the book is Fault Lines, The Layman's Guide to Understanding America's Role in the Ever-Changing Middle East. It's published by Elevate. You can go to ElevatePub.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. It's a heck of a long introduction, but good morning, and it's such a delight to have you on, Don.
Thank you, Stu. It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for inviting me.
Well, you know, this is the updated version of your book on the Middle East policy, and every day you get up, it's a new story. So I want to ask you here, with the release of the updated version, has there been any change in your perspective based upon events that occurred from the original published date to the update since you wrote it?
Well, the update basically added the rise of ISIS and things like the civil war in Yemen, which at the time the original version was released in 2014, and it was written in 2013. A lot of those things, as you point out, had not yet appeared on the scene. So I did that, but when I looked back at the general thrust of the book, the thesis is that there have been fault lines, if you will, through American policy in the Middle East ever since we had a policy in the Middle East, and these fault lines have gradually led to the lack of influence that we have even over our own allies in the region. And the basic thesis, as I look back in writing the update, hasn't really changed. And when I looked at the last chapter, and when I talk about what I think we should be doing differently there, and nothing much had changed. So the events on the ground certainly have changed, but I think the overall thesis of the book still applies, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, you know, and there are so many causes here. I wish we had time to really go into it. And you've written actually a primer from the time of World War One to 2003 in the first couple of chapters, which I'll ask you within the context of this question. Were those events table setters for more subsequent events? And the second part of the question is, a lot of these events that have occurred in recent years, and the fault lies with Democrats and Republicans on this one. I'm apolitical on that issue, whether it's intervention where we shouldn't be, whether it is a nation building,
trying to westernize cultures around the world. It's looking more and more like we can't do it. And, of course, the advent and precipitous increase of nuclear weapons, chemical weapons that threatens everyone. I guess the whole context of this question is it's such a damn mess. How do we even approach it?
Yeah, well, the mess, I call it a technical term to describe what's going on over there. And a lot of the mess, if you will, has been created by our interventions and inability to work with and recognize the unintended consequences of these interventions. And so in many cases, there's lots of examples, Libya, Iraq, Syria. We've created chaos, and that's just the breeding ground for a lot of the radical jihadists that we see today. So we've been a big contributor to that, and in many cases have had policy objectives, as I point out in the book, that are not only conflicting, but they're mutually exclusive. We can't accomplish them both at the same time, and we've been unable to rationalize what is really in our national interest over there, and that's created the situation, or helped to create. I'm not trying to blame our policies for everything there, but has helped to create the unstable situation that we're faced with today.
And I don't expect an answer from you, but, you know, the common cliche, because I can't come up with a better one, is the enemy of thy enemy is our friend. Saudi Arabia, a perfect example. Libya, Muammar Gaddafi, a horrific era in taking him out. Mubarak, a horrific effort. Have we reached the point of no return right now? Because, you know, we're all subjecting ourselves through projection into the role of a president, the presidency, and what we could do. And I'm a genius like everyone else. I had all the solutions for the problems. I have no idea where we should go right now. Based upon your experience, is this irreversible?
In the short run, I think it is. I mean, it didn't happen overnight. I argue in the book, and as you talked about, that, you know, these fault lines have started back in 1918, and maybe didn't really become a factor until 1948, but they've been there through all administrations. It didn't happen overnight. It was a gradual increase in American involvement, and these fault lines have gradually had more and more impact on our policies over the years. So in the short run, I would say you could say that it's irreversible, and it's not didn't happen overnight, and it's not going to be resolved overnight, but it's going to take a leader in the United States who is willing to take on the entrenched interests in the United States, who push for this kind of America can solve the problems of the Middle East if we just get more involved. And until that happens, it's not going to even start to improve, in my view.
You always talk about business, and it's the same thing pertains to politics. You have to have an exit strategy. I'm one of the reportedly, at least going public, people who say intervening in Iraq was a necessity. Saudi Arabia, Israel being threatened, oil interests. I thought we had to do it. I know the balance of power between Iran and Iraq was absolutely disturbed and destroyed by it. But was there one specific event that triggered this whole thing, or was it just a basic ineptitude from start to end that you can put a finger on?
Yeah, well, but I think the U.S. invasion of Iraq was the trigger point. You pointed out a lot of the things, and I agree with you. I thought when our government said to us that there's weapons of mass destruction there, and Saddam Hussein is a real danger, I was one who believed the government, and I supported it at the time. It was big mistake on my part and on our government's part. But that, I think, was the trigger that changed the sectarian dynamic there. The only winner in Iraq was Iran, and it created this situation in, with ISIS and brought them into being. And so if I had to put my finger on one event that drastically changed the situation in the Middle East, it was the invasion of Iraq.
Don, we look at, you know, I think the imminent threat, from Iran. I mean, it's disgraceful, this horrific negotiation we did. It wasn't even a negotiation. Tell us what you want, and we'll do it. Where do I, real quick, is we only have less than a minute here. Is our big threat come from, the biggest threat come from Iran or down the road China? I'll just have to ask for a simple, quick answer. We're out of time.
Yeah, I would say, with respect to Iran, no. I think in the situation we've got right now in the...
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move-In store tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hey, this is Dan Harris, co-anchor of Nightline and author of a new book called 10% Happier. I just did a great interview with Sue Taylor, and it's amazing to have places in the media these days so dominated by short sound bites to be able to have long, interesting, intelligent, probing conversations with a smart interviewer. I'm glad I did it, and I definitely do it again.
All right, welcome back. I think I have this right, but we had so much interest in the recent interview with Carla Taylor, wealth management advisor for Blue Prairie Group, on what steps to take prior to getting married. And she's getting married this weekend. So it was apropos for her, you know, with your spouse, do you need a prenup? How do you share information? And also Jim Cook, the founder of Samuel Adams Beer. So we are going to do a rebroadcast on those two interviews here tomorrow. I have received so many emails of people who wanted to hear it again. That's what we're going to do. So while Obama takes 3 weeks to go to Martha's Vineyard, I'll take the morning off tomorrow. Well, Trump has scored again in Washington, and it's the fat lady singing, folks. It's over, and it doesn't make it more difficult for me to accept Trump. But these stupid statements and contradictions. The only thing really, and 100% for Trump and 0% for Hillary. So this isn't an issue, but he's got this thing. One, he's on the verge of uniting the GOP party, and he just, you know, this is what is concerning me. No, it's not going to make any difference in how I vote. I get emails and people say, well, so it sounds like you're on the line. I'm not on the line. It's just, the question is why. Is this so deeply rooted in his personality that he can't have what I deem and what most people deem as common sense? It's great. You know, go after the Clinton women, go after this one, go after goofy Elizabeth Warren. But just tone it down. Don't start going after people like Bob Gates. And don't start making some of those contradictory statements so obvious. Yeah, I'm concerned that Trump has changed positions time and time again, and he does. So I'm admitting his frailties. I'm admitting his shortcomings. They're there, not much political experience, except when you look at whom he will be choosing for a vice presidential candidate, or at least he says, Supreme Court judges. It gives me just a lot of comfort, but it kind of prepares you for what I hope will be a successful Trump administration. Meanwhile, you got Hillary out there. You know, if I didn't do what I did here and I had to do radio, every single time Hillary came on or Barack Obama came on or Harry Reid or Nancy Pelosi or Debbie Wasserman Schultz or Chris Matthews,
Rachel Maddow, all of them. I mean, I turn off the tube. So I want you to know I made great sacrifices here sitting through it. I'm having more and more difficulty, I have to say. The degree of difficulty was at a maximum almost from the start of listening to Barack Obama and that crap that he's spreading. But listening to Hillary Clinton, I mean, has there ever been a more obvious, on top of everything else, has there ever, ever in the history of this country, has there ever been a more obvious phony? And yet all this is being camouflaged by the Democrats. John Howard was a guest on this show back, can't remember the name of the book, Backroom Dealings with writer at the his name just I had it and slipped out. Who writes Jeffrey Saib of the Washington Post? They were in studio. We had a wonderful conversation, you know, wonderful interview on his book. In fact, the interview I thought was so interesting that's on the homepage of my site. You'll see it with John Howard. John Howard. I mean, what's wrong with these people? I never realized it at the time. And yet the things they say and do, his ridiculous questioning of Republicans. I mean, this is what really I say we, the American people, Republican or Democrat. Some of the Democrats don't realize it yet. We're up against this propaganda. John Howard is on talking about Terry McAuliffe. Can you believe this? And this is, and John Howard is, you know, he's on CNBC. He's very knowledgeable. Writes for the New York Times. Yeah, I thought he was a nice guy, but he's selling out the American people. He's talking about Terry McAuliffe and this new scandal of taking money that shouldn't have come in from some Chinese power, $160,000. And he says, here's what he said. This is the second Republican in the state of Virginia now that faces indictment. We get Bob O'Connell. Terry McAuliffe was a bootlicker and still is for the Clintons, their biggest supporter and fundraiser. And Terry McAuliffe is where he is and only where he is because of the Clintons. He's now the governor of Virginia, and of course he fluffs it off. But you know why people like McAuliffe and Hillary Clinton and the others fluff it off? It's because not only is the election rigged, but the publicity is so rigged in this country that they feel quite comfortable in realizing, whoops, maybe I shouldn't have done this, or I don't even know if I did anything wrong. They're so brainwashed. How could John Howard, educated, how could he come on and say Terry McAuliffe, another Republican governor? And I don't like to think of myself as an overly suspicious person, but was this intentional to dupe the public again? Terry McAuliffe is a diehard Democrat. So the elements we, the American people, I mean, the elements we are fighting are more than the elements that we're looking at by facing Obamacare, by facing illegal immigration, our financial crisis, our overseas policy. You can go on and on and on and on. Our military, it's a dual crisis of sorts. We're facing people whose rhetoric is so anti-American and so anti-patriotic that we've got two fights on our hands. And it's the old, well, I don't know how recent, but a recent saying had said, the greatest enemy that America faces is the enemy within. And if you think about it, and you look at the destructive forces out there, this is why I believe we don't have the best and brightest who run for office anymore. I mean, honestly, why should they? In many respects, you know, it's like somebody will say, you know, who needs it? Who needs to take this stuff? It's because of the consequences they know they will face, and it isn't worth the sacrifice to go through a humiliating and degrading process where so many of them are innocent and valiant and have fought for our patriotism. So this is a fact. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm giving you the facts. It's not just an opinion. It's a fact. I want to thank you for listening. This is Stu Taylor. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. Have a great day.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.